Good morning. Happy hump day, Wednesday, May 11th. Zimmel hanging out with you this morning, and we have a special guest in studio with us, Tanner Rabbithead from Circle of Nations, talking to us about the powwow coming up tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct, Andrew.
Thanks so much for coming in this morning, breaking it down for me. This is completely foreign. This is completely new to me. I don't know where I'm going with this, so I'm going to give the floor to you. Tell me what I need to know.
All right. Thanks for having me. So one thing with the Native American culture is the powwow, and that's a celebration that they do. So at the Circle of Nations School, that's what we do at the end of the year, kind of celebrate the eighth graders moving on and the good school year. So tomorrow we have our powwow, so we want to invite the community. Starts at 1 o'clock, our first grand entry, and second grand entry is at 5:30.
Cool beans. Okay, so I know I can make the 5:31 for sure, and that's open for the entire community.
Yep, correct.
What can we expect?
You'll see lots of dancers in full regalia. You'll see some drumming, some songs. And then we also have a potato dance that the community can take part in, try and win some money out there.
Oh, okay. You know, that piques a lot of people's interest.
Yep. We have dinner served at 4:30 to the community. It's free. Mm-hmm. The whole event's free also to the public.
Hey, that's my favorite, four-letter word.
Yeah.
So how long have you been helping with this? How long have you been involved?
So I've been at Circle Nation School for 15 years total, and this is my fourth year as CEO. And we have a great group. The powwow committee is the one who kind of gets the things rolling for the powwow. Mm-hmm. Mr. Holy Bull is our culture teacher, and we have lots of staff that are involved with the committee. So
very cool. And do we have to worry about weather?
Yeah, so Mother Nature is making up for last year with the precipitation. I was just out at our powwow arbor this morning, and it's pretty saturated, so I think we're going to be in the gymnasium.
Good stuff. Okay, that gives people an idea of, like, what they need to be wearing, what they need to be doing in that, yep. I guess, field right there. Cool beans. All right, what else you got for me? What else am I missing?
Tomorrow, or on Friday, we have our powwow. Or Thursday, we have powwow. Friday is our graduation for our eighth graders. They're going to continue on to high school, and then hopefully a break for our staff now, vacation. I know they're looking forward to it. It's been kind of a rough year.
Yeah.
Actually, last 2 years with COVID for everybody has been a rough year, so I know my staff's looking forward to vacation and having a break.
The light at the end of the tunnel, it's almost there. We can almost, we can taste it almost. Feel it. Well, thanks so much for coming in. I got to ask, though, because I've been talking about this all morning. If you've never met Tanner Rabbithead, I met him this morning, but he legendary workout routine, looks like a Greek god. Give me something I need to do right now to make my traps look as good as yours.
Shoulder shrugs.
Tanner Rabbithead talking to us about Circle of Nation powwow tomorrow at 1 and 5:30.
Yep.
1 and 5:30 tomorrow, Circle of Nations School. Probably going to be in the gymnasium. Do I need to be wearing anything in particular? Can I just show up dressed the way I'm looking? Or do I respectfully, what should I be wearing?
Yeah, no etiquette unless you're planning on dancing. You can bring a full regalia, but no, you can bring whatever, wear whatever.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew.
More great music coming up right now. Some Tim McGraw.